Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm and sunny afternoon across Israel, with clear skies expected to continue. In Tel Aviv, it's a perfect day to be outside. In Jerusalem, similar weather is making for a pleasant day, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, missiles launched from Lebanon towards central Israel overnight, marking another escalation. Over 18,000 bombs have been dropped, hitting 4,000 targets, according to the IDF. This comes from I-24 News in earlier reporting. Also, Prime Minister Netanyahu stated that the IDF campaign in Lebanon will persist with force, precision, and determination. U.S. and Israeli officials emphasize that Hezbollah is not part of the Iran ceasefire agreement. This report comes from JNS earlier today. Also this hour, Tehran faces a strategic choice as Iran considers whether to escalate tensions, risking a potential U.S. deal. Netanyahu has directed talks with Lebanon even as strikes on Hezbollah continue. Ynet reported this earlier today. Separately, IDF Chief Major General Eyal Zamir noted that Hezbollah is in shock, with Israel removing direct threats from its settlements. His visit to southern Lebanon highlights ongoing military actions despite no ceasefire. This comes from Israel Hayom Hebrew, reported a short time ago. And finally, the Iran ceasefire is on shaky ground as the IDF keeps up its offensive against Hezbollah. The Strait of Hormuz remains closed. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance is set to visit Pakistan for talks on ending the conflict permanently. This is from Forward's reporting from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Osin613 reported that Keir Starmer criticized Israel's airstrikes on Lebanon, calling them wrong just minutes ago. Visegrad24 noted that MI5 uncovered over 20 potentially lethal plots linked to Iran in Britain last year. This raises questions about diplomatic actions against Iran, posted an hour ago. Ariel Oseran shared that several IRGC operatives, reportedly leading Hezbollah operations, were killed in Israeli airstrikes on Beirut, reported an hour ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the missile launches from Lebanon, I-24 News detailed that these attacks targeted central Israel overnight, causing widespread alarm. The IDF's large-scale response marks a significant military operation named Operation Roaring Lion. Civilians in affected areas face heightened risks and uncertainty. Turning to Netanyahu's statements, JNS highlighted his commitment to continue military operations in Lebanon. This follows diplomatic assurances that Hezbollah is excluded from any Iran ceasefire agreement. The ongoing military actions could complicate diplomatic efforts and regional stability. Meanwhile, Ynet reported on Iran's strategic crossroads. Tehran must choose between escalating the conflict or pursuing a U.S. deal. This decision comes as Israel intensifies its strikes on Hezbollah. The outcome could shape Middle Eastern geopolitics for years. Separately, Israel Hayom covered Major General Zamir's remarks on Hezbollah's shock. His visit underscores the ongoing threat removal efforts near Israeli settlements. The lack of a ceasefire means continued tension for residents in these border areas. Finally, Forward discussed the fragile Iran ceasefire. The closure of the Strait of Hormuz has significant global trade implications. Vice President Vance's upcoming talks in Pakistan aim to find a diplomatic resolution. The stakes are high for international peace and security. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reported that Israeli high-tech workers face travel challenges, with some firms buying multiple flight tickets per employee to avoid cancellations. This reflects the high cost of doing business abroad amid global uncertainties. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlighted a drop in oil prices as Asian markets react positively to the ceasefire. However, reactions in Israel might be less pronounced, with local markets anticipating varied impacts. And finally, CTEC discussed a shift in Israeli tech, with coding now only a fraction of the effort. Priority Software's VP of R&D emphasized that strategic planning is more critical in the age of AI. This transformation could redefine tech roles and industry growth. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 2 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.